Now we come to a story that is sick and sad and some would say inappropriate just because of the content in it, but it's the Bible, and so we don't skip any of the parts because we address them. And so we come to Genesis 19, which has already been kind of a sick chapter, and we come to verse 30, and we see Lot ending up living in total fear. Now Lot went up, verse 30, now Lot went up out of Zoar and lived in the hills with his two daughters, for he was afraid to live in Zoar. That particular word for afraid describes this fear that is so dreadful, it causes someone to shake and to tremble. And fear plagued Lot the rest of his life. John Calvin has said he was led in a life by blind anxiety. It was what caused him to move to Zoar, and it's what caused him to leave Zoar. And Lot's life as a believer ends with him being an emotional wreck because he never really did obey God's word. And then he ends up living in a cave. Look at that second part of verse 30. So he lived in a cave with his two daughters. Lot's uncle Abraham lived in a tent. In fact, he himself at one time lived in a tent. But the people of Sodom had devoted their lives to building a nice, secure home with solid doors and a roof. Their homes gave them a pseudo sense of security. And for a while, Lot fit right in with that philosophy. But in the end, his devotion to worldly things left him living in a cave. And I want to tell you that if you pursue pleasure as a believer, you're going to end up in a dark, isolated, depressed, corrupt, and alone situation. You'll end up being entombed by your own lusts. Goes on, and we see him taking steps that are even worse. Look at verse 31, and the firstborn said to the younger, "Our father is old, and there's not a man on earth to come to us, into us after the manner of the earth. Come, let us make our father drink wine, and we will lie with him, that we may preserve offspring from our father." And so, you do know that the Bible doesn't forbid drinking wine, but it strongly warns against its abuse. You as a young person are not allowed to drink until you're 21. God's always warning about being unwise in this area. But there's a close relationship between drinking wine and immorality. We see it constantly in the Word. Genesis 9, 21 and 22, Habakkuk 2, verse 15. It is assumed by many that study this text that Lot had a serious drinking problem. His daughters knew that he liked to drink wine, and it's quite probable that night after night he would drink himself into a stupor. I mean, look at him. He's living in a cave. He's sad. He's anxious. He's depressed. It's interesting that Lot could not have had too many possessions in the cave, but he did see to it that he had a stockpile of wine. He was such a serious drinker that he would actually drink to the point where he didn't remember what he was doing. And actually, it's probably the fact that he was trying to forget his past, which include turning away from God and then going completely into the world. And that gives you a loss of family and a fear of living. And then he ends up in immorality. So they made their father drink wine that night. And the firstborn went in and lay with their father. He did not know where she lay down or when she arose. The next day, the firstborn said to the younger, "Behold, I lay last night with my father. Let us make him drink wine tonight also. Then you go in and lie with him, that we may preserve offspring from our father." So, this is what they did. And he ends up in morality. His drunkenness leads to the abominable sex sin of incest with his own daughters. And this is sick and it's sad, but this is what happens when somebody is not following God. These girls had no confidence in God or doing God's will because that's how their father was. And the truth is, They had just come out of Zoar, and they knew that there were other men on the earth, but they were not being obedient to God, and so they were willing to take these steps. It's just a sad, sad state of affairs. We see what comes of this. Thus, both the daughters of Lot became pregnant by their father, the firstborn, a son, and named him Moab. He is the father of the Moabites to this day. The younger also bore a son and called his name Ben-Ammi, and he's the father of the Ammonites to this day. And these peoples would be enemies of the people of Israel for years to come. His children and his wife are destroyed during God's judgment of Sodom, and his two daughters who survived ended up immoral and giving birth to those that would have no desire to walk with God. You know that Moab became the father of the Moabites and Ben-Ammi became the father of the Ammonites, two very godless groups of people. However, something to remember that in the midst of all this, God can still be gracious, because there is one Moabite woman who would turn things around and get into a right relationship with God and end up in the lineage of Jesus Christ. And her name was Ruth. Matthew 1:5 talks about her. So even coming from a godless environment is no excuse for not pursuing a right relationship with God. It's interesting that Jesus said that just before he comes the second time, things will be like they were in the days of Lot. This implies several things. It certainly implies an increase in homosexuality, but there may be other things that will be going on that are in a twisted way. And look around and try not to rationalize, but look around and see how things are being taken in our world today. One question that's worth asking here is, why didn't Lot leave Sodom and take his daughters and go live with Abraham? Abraham had a great life, a blessed life, one that kept his focus on God. You see that maybe, just maybe, Lot was too in love with the world. It's either too proud or too ashamed to get his focus back on what's right. So instead of turning things around, the last glimpse we get of him is as an immoral drunk living in a cave. His life did not end in him being a happy winner, but a tragic loser. Lot lived his life in total conformity to this world, and everything he lived for went up in smoke and ended a disaster. So my challenge to you is to not let that be the case in your life.